Good morning. It's Saturday, 24th July. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew chapter 25. At the end of this chapter, Jesus talks about judgment. And I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book, Parables of the Messiah. He writes this: "One consequence of the relationship that exists between Jesus and his brethren is well illustrated in this judgment scene. I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat," the judge says. When those to whom he speaks ask in surprise when they saw him hungry, he answers, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Christ is the head of the body, and he identifies himself with all the members of the body. When Saul was persecuting the followers of Jesus and the risen Lord appeared to him, Saul was not asked, "Why persecutest thou my followers?" but, "Why persecutest thou me?" We are buried with Christ by baptism into his death. Our old man is crucified with him. With greater personal emphasis and vividness of figure, Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ." He is our representative when we, in baptism, make him so by identifying ourselves with him in his death, thereby in symbol acknowledging God's righteousness in imposing death for sin, a righteousness which was upheld by Jesus in his voluntary death. It is at first a surprising but then a comforting thought that the Lord so closely unites himself with those who are his, both in their suffering and in their needs, that he regards a kindness done to his people as done to himself. The things commended in the parable are restricted to acts of mercy toward those in bodily need of suffering. It would have been inappropriate for the judge to have identified himself with his followers in any more extensive way than this. He both hungered and was thirsty. He was in prison, but he never erred from God's ways. He did no sin. No guile was found in his mouth. Those who are his, without exception, do one or other of those things, and all, without exception, are at some time sick of soul and weary in the way. To feed a sick soul may have greater value than feeding a hungry body. To help the spiritually weary may fill a greater need than restoring physical vigour. The kindnesses which are mentioned in the parable, then, are such only as the Lord could fittingly include and at the same time identify himself with his followers in the actions, and are therefore representative of the much wider range of activity which includes service in spiritual things of equal or even greater importance than physical blessings. In fact, Jesus himself laid greater emphasis upon the spiritual needs of those who sought him than on needs of the body. Loaves and fishes took second place to working the works of God. "One of these, my brethren," so he will recognise the accepted. Disciples, children, friends, all these words he used to describe his faithful followers. But "my brethren" takes hold of the King's pronouncement, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren," Psalm 22, which, when Paul quotes it, is found to be indicative of Christ's pleasure in them, for, says Paul, "He is not ashamed to call them brethren." That comes from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 11. Thank you for listening to me.